You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This week, Wisconsin begins vaccinating adults who are 65 and older against COVID-19. That will greatly expand who is eligible for the vaccine here and could complicate the process. So far, the vaccine's rollout has drawn criticism from some lawmakers, healthcare workers, and frustrated residents. Shemaine Mills reports.
Vaccinations against COVID-19 in the country have been slow. Compared to the speed in which vaccines were made and approved, it seems downright sluggish. In the week before his inauguration, Joe Biden said as much.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far.
Biden has set an ambitious goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. To reach that level, states like Wisconsin would need a lot more vaccine than they've gotten so far, not to mention a workable plan to get shots into arms. Some feel the state's off to a rocky start. About 5% of the population has been vaccinated so far. GOP Assembly Health Chairman Joe Sanfilippo criticized the Evers administration, which is focused on getting shots to healthcare workers and in nursing homes while urging others to be patient.
For us to, you know, to wait till July to be able to get to the general public, that's not fast enough.
Across the U.S., less than half the 38 million doses distributed have actually been used. Many are still sitting on shelves. Some states are doing better than others. North Dakota, for instance, is vaccinating at twice the rate Wisconsin is, and West Virginia leads the U.S. in vaccinating nursing homes. Even with broad guidance from the state on who can currently get a shot, individual cases can present tricky dilemmas. Take Rita Baker, who recently contacted WPR's Wisconsin Project. Baker, a retired teacher who taught German to high schoolers in Connecticut, has temporarily moved to Madison.
Ich heiße Rita Baker. Ich komme aus Connecticut. Ich fahre morgen nach Wisconsin.
Baker is staying with her daughter and son-in-law, where she cares for her first grandchild, while the child's parents work.
With the pandemic, nobody felt comfortable sending the baby to daycare. He's just 2 months old at the time. And so my husband and I drove 15 hours to Madison, and I became a granny nanny.
The 67-year-old has pulmonary sarcoidosis, an autoimmune disease that affects the lungs. As the state opens vaccinations up to those 65 and older, a state board hasn't recommended prioritizing those with chronic health conditions. She'll qualify, though, because of her age. As of mid-January, doctors at community clinics around the state still hadn't been vaccinated. These are the doctors who treat lower-income patients. Many of them work with populations that are at high risk of serious complications from the virus. As community clinic staff get their shots, they also have to plan how to vaccinate patients with fragile vaccines that have very specific storage requirements and have to be used within 6 hours of opening. Dr. Allison Koss is with Progressive Community Health Center in Milwaukee.
Obviously, it can lead to restricting how many people you can schedule for vaccination, hoping that they come. And then in the event that they no-show for their vaccination, how do you scramble or how do you best use the doses that are left over so that you prevent waste?
States don't want to waste doses, and they don't have time to waste. A new, more contagious strain of COVID is circulating in the U.S., which threatens to worsen the pandemic. In order to vaccinate 80% of Wisconsin's population by the end of June, Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems-Van Dyke says the state would need three times as much vaccine as it's getting now. And while the vaccine supply is expected to be steady in the next month, she said there's no indication it will increase anytime soon. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And now a Green Bay healthcare system is partnering with UW-Green Bay to stand up community vaccination sites. We're learning how they operate. Have you received your COVID vaccine yet? What was the experience like? Are you 65 or older? Have you signed up yet? Was your appointment canceled? And if so, why? It's 800-642-1234. Dr. Ashok Rai is president and CEO of Prevea Health, which provides primary and specialty care to more than 80 clinics and hospitals in northern, eastern, and western Wisconsin. Dr. Rai, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So Wisconsin opened up vaccinations to 65 and over. We're hearing reports of health systems saying they're getting inundated with appointment requests. What is Prevea Health experiencing?
Well, there's no doubt that there's a lot of demand in that age population, which makes us happy. They're the most at-risk population. They're the ones that we've lost the most of since this pandemic started. So obviously we have a focus on getting them vaccinated as fast as possible. And they also recognize their need to do that. You know, on Tuesday of last week, we were told we could do 65 and older starting to yesterday on Monday. And then they revised that saying if you had capacity in the week, you could start doing it earlier. So we did because we had capacity with our new site and sites opening up throughout the state. So it's been a great experience, to be honest with you, to be able to provide that. It's also frustrating for our patients because there's only so much vaccine available and our IT systems held up, phone systems. There's a longer wait time just because there's only so many humans we can get to answer those phones while still, you know, operating and ramping up as we go. But that hasn't been the picture across the state. You know, unfortunately, though, everybody wants to be able to book an appointment, but we won't book an appointment unless we know we can give you that shot. So it will be a week-to-week basis of us opening up more and more slots.
Yeah, so what are you telling people who do seek an appointment? Are they getting slots?
So ours are full for what we know or what we could predict on vaccine allotments, but we continue to ask the state for more, and if we get more, we'll open up more slots. So we've told people to be patient. Technically yesterday was day one. This week we will immunize a little over 6,500 across the state for shot ones. We continue to do shot twos. So we're giving more than 6,500 vaccines, but just, you know, the first shot in the series, and 96% of those patients are over the age of 65. So that's a good amount of people, but definitely not enough. We could do more if the supply was there. So people have to be patient as we get more supply from the federal government and it's allocated to us by the state, we will be able to do more. And it's the first week. This is a little bit of a marathon and people have to understand that. We understand their frustrations. We want to do more. We have the capacity to do more. But it's all about supply right now, not desire.
Dr. Rye, explain where you are standing up vaccination sites. How are you putting those sites together?
So it's really, we did the first site in about 4 days of construction. We called Chancellor Alexander at UWGB because they had three campuses in our market that we wanted to focus on, the first being Green Bay, the second being Sheboygan, the third being Marinette. And we're able to, get space from them in a great partnership. They've been fantastic to work with. System President Tommy Thompson has also been an amazing advocate for this. So a lot of obstacles were removed very quickly. And we, in 4 days, actually constructed vaccine rooms, check-in booths, observation areas, pharmacy, adverse reaction rooms so we can monitor patients. All of that was constructed at Green Bay. Construction is also done at Sheboygan, about to start in Marinette. And then on the west side of the state, we found an area that was a little larger for us than UW could offer us at that time and had a larger parking lot because parking is really important. So we'll be at Jacob's Well in Lake Halley because of our operations both in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Okay, so and these sites are either about to be up and running or up and running. The Green Bay site is at the Crest Center, I understand?
Yes, that's on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Yeah. So, as you look at vaccine capacity and how many doses you will receive, do you get an alert every day? How do you know how many doses you'll get?
So on Monday, we get a form to fill out, and you have until Tuesday afternoon, evening to get that form done, to work with your teams, to see what you have for staff, what you have for space, and how many vaccines you could give the next week. So you fill that out. So we did that last night. And then anywhere from Thursday to Sunday, and this is the difficult part to try to plan, we find out how many we're going to get. This means we get it between Thursday and Sunday. That's when we find out the amount, and that'll arrive anywhere from Monday or Tuesday. So it isn't a perfect system. They're doing the best they can, but that's what creates some of the backlog in demand because until we know what we're going to get, we can't really open up appointment slots. We open up some knowing that we're going to get some vaccine, but you don't know if you're going to get more or get less than you got the previous week.
We're talking with Prevea Health CEO, Dr. Ashok Rai, about the work of getting COVID community COVID vaccination sites online. Let's bring in Jane now in Suamico. Jane, hi. What would you like to say?
Good morning. I was at the Crest Center on Thursday last week to get my vaccine, and it was wonderful. The signage was fantastic to find my way in, which I'm not good at. And then once I was in, there was a guide to show me where to go. They had plexiglass up for all the administrators who received me. I had pre-checked in, so they just simply found me in the computer. I went to a person standing in front of the tent where there was a cubicle for me to get the shot, and she was ready for me. I went in, got the shot, sat out in the lobby area where they had spaced chairs, sat there for 15 minutes to make sure there was no adverse reaction, and I was on my way. It was amazing.
So logistically, very smooth. A thumbs up there from Jane, Dr. Rai.
Well, thank you, Jane. I appreciate it. You know, a lot of good people were involved to make sure it could be as smooth and safe as possible. It's not that hard to scale up, but to do it right took a lot of effort. You know, we wanted to make sure from every step of the way that as a physician-owned and run group that we were living to our Hippocratic Oath, which meant protecting everybody's privacy. So, you know, if you go to Florida, they're using an event planning app to schedule your vaccine. We didn't feel that that's a good HIPAA-compliant way, so we use our EMR to do it. We want to make sure that all the safety mechanisms and medications needed to deal with an adverse reaction were there like they would in any hospital or clinic. So we actually have an adverse reaction room with a crash cart and everything there, just in case somebody would need it, and hopefully they don't. So we set these up to be as safe and as good as any regular Prevea clinic would be.
We're talking with Prevea Health CEO, Dr. Ashok Rai, about setting up community COVID vaccination sites in Green Bay, Sheboygan, and beyond. Do you work for a health system currently setting up a large community vaccination site? What are the logistics like? What questions do you have? Join in 800-642-1234. Share your situation. Back in a minute with Dr. Rai here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Dr. Ashok Rai, CEO of Prevea Health, which is working, as we've been talking about, to set up COVID vaccination clinics around the state. They aim to eventually scale up to administering nearly 20,000 shots a week. Health systems are reporting, though, long wait times and a surge of appointment requests from people 65 and older who are part of this 1B phase of rollout. What are you experiencing? 800-642-1234. Let's take another call now. John is joining us from Shell Lake. Hi, John. What's your experience?
Well, I'm 71 years old. I've already had the COVID disease once and got sicker than a dog. But I've been leaving messages at Marshfield Clinic trying to schedule an appointment, but I don't even get answers back. So I'm just wondering, I don't want to get it again. So I was wondering, how long am I supposed to wait, or do I keep calling them? I don't want to be a pain in the butt, you know. But
Dr. Rai, do you have any suggestions there for John, who has had COVID?
So, you know, it's really important for those that have had the infection with COVID documented that they still get vaccinated as long as they've recovered from it. And that's usually after 10 days. So there's no reason to wait. The CDC would say that you shouldn't wait. And there's some good studies that are starting to be shown and some data on the outside. So not perfect science right now, but it's an evolving science that shows that the immunity generated from the vaccine is better than the immunity from having COVID itself. In other words, recovering from it. And once again, that's going to be, you know, parsed out in better science in the future. But right now, the recommendation is definitely get it. Understanding that those who are qualified to get it, 65 and older, that opened up this week. And this isn't an issue for the health system not wanting to answer your call or not wanting to give you the vaccine. It's really about getting the vaccine from the federal government. This isn't a state of Wisconsin issue. I'll be very honest with you. DHS has done an amazing job with limited resources. And the limited resource has been the amount of vaccines that they're getting. Think about it as we're getting the same size pie every week, but now the pie needs to be shared with more and more people every week, whether it be vaccinators or patients. it's going to get, the slices are going to get tinier and tinier. The population size of 65 and older in the state is over 700,000 people. So 70,000 a week, you can do the math. It's going to take a while. That's 70,000 shots coming in a week. So what I would say to you is definitely get your vaccine. You definitely need to get it at 71 with your medical conditions. Be patient with your healthcare provider. Understand that you can get your vaccine from more than one. You don't have to go to just your doctor. You can look at other health systems. Everybody's ramping up at different speeds. And everybody will get to a larger site situation at some point. Some people are just doing it faster than others. So know that you can go to another health system if you would like. But, you know, keep trying and be patient. Pay attention to the news and the websites from the different healthcare providers.
John, thanks for that. You know, as you said, Dr. Rye, Wisconsin has suffered from a slow rollout. Logjam being not enough doses is what we're seeing. How should the vaccine be distributed to healthcare organizations around the state?
So I think that's obviously a politically charged, situation too. And, you know, I wish the state wasn't in this situation. I wish the federal government would have increased the supply like they should have week over week, as should the manufacturers. We knew this was coming. The mechanisms, you know, should be there. They're not there. Hopefully they'll be there soon. And, you know, I think the philosophy of the state for the first month was appropriate. As vaccinators get approved, we want to make sure everybody gets something. That way vaccine is being delivered. As operations evolve in the state and as larger sites that are more efficient in getting it in arms are created, we would hope that the state would recognize that a little differently. But that's not a switch you can flick overnight either. You know, you don't want to let people down in that process, and it's hard when there's a limited supply. But for example, if there's a site that can do 500 doses in a morning and a site, you know, somewhere in that same region that requests 500 doses and said they're going to do it in the week, where would you want those 500 doses to go? You want it to be as fast and as efficient as possible, as long as they're in the same region. But then you also need to account for rural areas and making sure that we're getting doses to them and opening up sites in rural areas, just like we're doing in Marinette County and like we have currently in O'Connell Falls. So there is no great answer to this. Patience, I know, is an annoying word right now for many, but the state is going to need to, you know, continuously evolve its algorithm to account for how different sites are performing and making sure that you're getting doses to the sites that can get it into arms as efficiently as possible.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Ashok Rai, who is CEO of Prevea Health, and his healthcare system recently opened a COVID vaccination clinic on the UW-Green Bay campus, has plans for rollout in Sheboygan, Marinette, and elsewhere. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Dr. Rai, are you being told which vaccines you'll be getting, either Pfizer or Moderna, or are you just taking what you get?
So the way it was initially sent out to us is that once you're locked into a brand, that's what you're going to get. And it's really based on your capability. Do you have the capability to store and manage Pfizer? Because obviously we've talked about that a lot, that needs a super cold freezer. And, you know, once you thaw it, you got to use it. So are you efficient enough? Do you have the right scale of operation that if you were to thaw Pfizer, you can get it in arms right away? Or should you be Moderna for other reasons? And each one has its pros and cons.
We're having some technical difficulty. Can you still hear us, Dr. Rai? I think we lost Dr. Ashok Rai, CEO of Prevea Health, as we talk about the vaccine rollout in Wisconsin. Dr. Rai is with Prevea Health, which is opening sites, has a site in Green Bay, Sheboygan, Marinette, Eau Claire area. You can join in with what you're experiencing, 800-642-1234. Dr. Rai, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now, yes. We just had a little internet glitch there. Yeah, carry on.
All right, sorry. Not sure where I cut off, but what I would say is generally you're either Pfizer or Moderna. Yesterday, the state started asking on the forum, are you willing to do both? So we'll see what happens in allocations going forward now.
Are you willing to do both? Is Prevea able to do that complexity of different schedules and the varying needs of these two vaccines?
Yeah, the varying schedules is really the challenge because the Pfizer increment is 21 days. The Moderna second increment is 28 days. So worked last night as a team. We met as a team last night to say, how would we do it? It won't be easy, but we want to get shots in arms, and we will make it happen. So if we are able to give both, we will give both.
Let's bring in Gary in Iron River. Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. So I just wanted to also say that you should call or look at your county health department up here in Ashland and Bayfield County. The county health departments are getting the shots, and I'm scheduled for mine later this morning, and my 93-year-old mother gets hers tomorrow. So that's another option. They do plead that you sign up online if you can rather than fill the phone lines.
Gary, thanks. So county health departments there, Dr. Rye, have also very good information and access.
Yeah, I would say, especially in the rural environments, county health departments are a key partner for us, not only in providing the vaccination, but also getting patients scheduled with us. You know, the local public health officers that we've worked with since March have been amazing during this pandemic and are continuing to step up even with vaccination.
As we close, when do you think our country will have vaccinated enough people to reach herd immunity?
It really comes down to vaccine supply. If supply continues to increase, right now it's steady state, and that's kind of an intolerable state. So we need the vaccine supply to increase exponentially, triple it, quadruple it. We could have what we would consider herd immunity, a good amount of people vaccinated by midsummer, early fall. But the longer we wait to get the supply to vaccinators like ourselves to get into arms, the longer that's going to take. And it's going to be hard to catch up. So we really need the government to get those doses out as quickly as possible.
Dr. Rye, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Ashok Rye is president and CEO of Prevea Health, based in Green Bay, which along with other health systems is setting up community COVID vaccination clinics around the state. And for disclosure, Prevea Health is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we get a read on how our state economy is holding up in the pandemic. We have a longtime Wisconsin public policy analyst who is out with a new report that reveals how different parts of the state have weathered this pandemic. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.